In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. أرى لحضراتكم أيضا الرسالة البابوية اللي جاءت لنا من قداسة البابا الأنبا تودروس بيهنئنا فيها بعيد القيامة. أنا هقرا الرسالة بالعربي وهي هتبقى الرسالة موجودة على السكرين in English عشان لو تحبوا تتابعوها. أهنئكم أيها الأحباء بعيد القيامة المجيد وأهنئكم بفرحة هذا العيد. أهنئ الكنيسة القبطية في كل مكان، الآباء المطارنة، الآباء الأساقفة، آباء الكهنة الشمامسة، مجالس الكنائس وكل الخدام والخادمات، الشباب والأطفال، وأهنئ كل الأسر المسيحية في كل مكان، وأهنئ كل الإبراشيات القبطية الموجودة في بقاع العالم. كل سنة وحضراتكم طيبين وكل قيامة وأنتم بخير وصحة. الحقيقة عيد القيامة هو قمة أعيادنا وفرح أفراحنا وبهجة قلوبنا، وهو العيد الذي نحتفل به كل يوم. عندما نتحدث عن عيد القيامة نتذكر السيد المسيح الذي صلب على الصليب لقد مات حقا، ويؤكد هذا شهادات كثيرة. فهناك قائد المئة، وهناك الحراس القبر، وهناك النسوة التي زرنا القبر، وهناك يوسف الرامي الذي حمل جسد السيد المسيح، وهناك بيلاطس البنطي الذي حكم أمام السيد المسيح، وهناك أدلة كثيرة على أنه مات حقا على الصليب، منها انشقاق حجاب الهيكل والأكفان التي وجدت في القبر، والحجر الكبير الذي كان على باب القبر، وأيضا الحراس الذين حرسوا هذا القبر بأمر من الوالي الروماني، وأخيرا ختم الوالي الروماني الذي وضع على باب القبر السيد المسيح الذي صلب على الصليب. قام في اليوم الثالث كما نقول، ونشهد في قانون الإيمان. أيضا شهد الملاك الذي أعلن أن المسيح قد قام، وشهد الحراس الذين انبطحوا على الأرض، ولكن رؤساء الكهنة أشاعوا إشاعات كاذبة وأضاليل باهتة. وأخيرا قد كانت ظهورات السيد المسيح العتيدة للتلاميذ أكبر دليل على قيامة السيد المسيح. وهناك دلائل أخرى ملموسة، منها الزلزال التي صاحبت قيامة السيد المسيح، والحجر الذي ضحرج عن باب القبر، وحديث النسوة هن في طريقهن في فجر القيامة ليضعن الحنوط ثم القبر الفارغ، لأن المسيح قد قام تاركا الأكفان والمنديل في مكان الدفن. والقيامة قد تمت في السنوات الأولى من القرن الأول الميلادي تقريبا في عام 33 ميلادية، ولكن السؤال الأهم، ما فائدة القيامة لإنسان اليوم ونحن نعيش في القرن 21؟ أما عن فائدة القيامة فسأذكرها في عدة نقاط. أولا، القيامة تجعل الإنسان يعرف حقيقة أصله السماوي، فأنت أيها الإنسان مخلوق سماوي، كائن سماوي، خلقت على صورة الله ومثاله، على صورته في العقل ومثاله في الإرادة. ولكن الإنسان الأول استخدم إرادته استخداما خاطئا، فكانت النتيجة أنه أساء استخدام الحرية فكسر الوصية ومعها كسر قلب الله، وسقط الإنسان وانطفأت صورة الله في الإنسان، فصار هناك ارتباك في العقل وعدم القدرة على التمييز أو الإفراز، وبالكلية صار الإنسان عاجزا على تبيان الحقيقة. وجاءت فترة سعى فيها الله للإنسان من خلال أصوات الأنبياء، ثم جاء تجسد الله، وكان القصد من وراء كل هذا هو استعارة الصورة المضيئة للإنسان في صورته الجميلة. وجاءت القيامة لكيما تنير للإنسان الحياة الجديدة، وصار الإنسان كائنا منيرا. لذلك قال السيد المسيح، كل من يؤمن بي لا يمكث في الظلم، لأن نور القيامة يشع في حياته فتعود الصورة إلى أصلها، وعود الإنسان في الحقيقة على صورة الله ومثاله. الأمر الثاني، أن يحيا الإنسان حياة الأمل والرجاء كل يوم، وليس في فترات متقطعة في حياته، فالإنسان اليوم يحتاج إلى هذا الرجاء كثيرا. تذكروا معي مريم المجدلية، المرأة اليائسة التي ذهبت إلى القبر تبحث عن معلمها وسيدها، وعندما وجدت إنسانا يحدثها ظنت أنه البستاني، وكانت في هذه اللحظات في بكاء شديد تبحث عن مسيحها، وأخيرا وجدته وعرفته عندما نطق باسمها يا مريم. وكانت النتيجة أنها صرخت بتلك العبارة، ربوني، أي معلمي وسيدي وربي. أيضا عندما ظهر السيد المسيح لشابين يتحدثان بيأس عن قصة قيامته، ظهر بينهما وهما متجهان إلى عمواس لتأتي نهاية المقابلة بقولهما لبعضهما، ألم يكن قلبنا ملتهبا فينا؟ وضاع اليأس وحل محله الرجاء والأمل، كما وجدناه أيضا مع جماعة التلاميذ الذين كانوا في خوف شديد. ولكن عندما ظهر المسيح بينهم نجد الكتاب المقدس يقول، ففرح التلاميذ إذ رأوا الرب. الأمر الثالث هو أننا نقتني بالقيامة نعمة التبني. في كل يوم تعيش الكنيسة القيامة وتذكرها في الصلاة، ونحن في كل يوم عندما نصلي صلاة باكر في الإجبية إنما نتذكر القيامة المجيدة، لأنها حدثت وقت الفجر. وعندما نحتفل في كل يوم أحد بالقداس الإلهي نجتمع في يوم الرب الذي هو يوم القيامة، وهذا هو العيد الأسبوعي، وفي كل شهر قبطي نحتفل في يوم 29 من الشهر القبطي بهذه التذكارات الثلاثة: البشارة والميلاد والقيامة. وأيضا في كل عام نحتفل بعيد القيامة المجيد، ويمتد احتفالنا إلى 50 يوما نسميها بالخمسين المقدسة. هذه الصورة الجميلة التي نقتني بها نعمة التبني نقتنيها في المعمودية، حيث ندفن في ثلاث غطسات على مثال الثلاثة أيام التي قضاها السيد المسيح في القبر. وعندما نتقدم لتناول الإفخارستيا يصلي الأب الكاهن في نهاية كل قداس ويقول في الاعتراف الأخير: يعطى عنا خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لمن يتناول منه. في كل قداس نتقدم ونتناول من الجسد المقدس والدم الكريم، نتناول منهما لكي ما ننال الحياة الجديدة في نور القيامة المجيدة. إن لم تأكلوا جسد ابن الإنسان وتشربوا دمه فليس لكم حياة فيكم. إننا أيضا لا نفهم كلمة الإنجيل المقدس إلا في ضوء القيامة، فالأباء الذين كتبوا الأسفار بوحي من الله كتبوها في ضوء معرفتهم ومعايشتهم لهذه القيامة المجيدة. القيامة إذن حدث لكل إنسان وفرحة لكل البشر، وينبغي أن نسعى إلى اقتناء هذه الفرحة في حياتنا لنعيشها في كل يوم. القيامة هي التجديد لعمر كل واحد منا في كل عام. أفراح القيامة، افرح بالقيامة وعش روعة القيامة. نحن نصلي في كل ليلة في تسبيحة نصف الليل ونقول: قوموا يا بني النور لنسبح رب القوات. هذا صرخة كل يوم ونداء الكنيسة في كل يوم: قوموا يا بني النور. بالقيامة صرنا بني النور، وبالقيامة نقف ونسبح رب القوات كما يعلمنا الكتاب المقدس على الدوام. ليس بأحد غيره الخلاص، لأن ليس اسم آخر تحت السماء قد أعطي بين الناس به ينبغي أن نخلص. القيامة المجيدة فرحة، دعونا نصلي أن تدوم هذه الفرحة في قلب كل إنسان. فليفرح كل منكم بهذه القيامة في حياته، في بيته، في أسرته، في عمله، في خدمته، في كنيسته، في حياته اليومية، كي تصبح القيامة فرحة الإنسان كل يوم، وليستقبل صباح كل يوم بالقيامة المجيدة حتى يكون النهار جديدا كل يوم وتكون حياته قيامة على الدوام. أكرر تهنئة للجميع وأفرح معكم وأنقل إليكم تهنئة مصر كلها كنيسة وشعبا، الأباء المطرنة والأسقفة في المجمع المقدس وكل الإكليرس وكل الشعب وكل قيامة، وأنتم بخير. إخريستوس أنيستي، أليسوس أنيستي، المسيح قام، بالحقيقة قام. In few words I would like to talk with you today about the verse that we heard today in the first epistle to the Corinthians, when St. Paul says he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This means that his resurrection in the third day was something that was hinted about it in many occasions. Actually, when we look at the scripture in the Old Testament, we find many references. It was not a surprise that the Lord arose on the third day. So in two words today, I'll speak with you about the third day according to the scriptures, and also according to the experience. I will talk to you about the experience of the 3 days. What does it signify? And what are the milestones these 3 days for all of us that we have to pass through? First, hinting about the third day. The Lord will rise in the third day. We read in the book of Hosea, and Hosea wrote before Christ around 550 years before Christ. He says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight." So this is a clear hint, a prophecy 500 years before Christ, speaking about rising in the third day and rising us with him as well. In another occasion, we read about the healing of one of the kings of the Old Testament, King Hezekiah. He lived 700 years before Christ. This man was sick, and he heard that now he has few days to live, and he will die. So he prayed and asked God if he can extend his life. Then he heard these words from the prophet Isaiah. God told him, "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord." And we wonder why in the third day. Again, another hint that healing and resurrection of this man that was counted even among the dead now is going to happen in the third day. These are not the only two references where we can see and hear this word the third day. But let us go through the scripture, the Old Testament, and find other references, and what can we learn from them? What are the experiences of the 3 days that also we need ourselves to go through them? I will speak with you today about 5 experiences quickly. The first one is what happened in the story of Abraham. Abraham was asked when he was 127 years old to take his beloved son Isaac that he waited for him for 100 years and offer him as a sacrifice. So when Abraham took Isaac to offer him, he walked and God told him, I will tell you where exactly you are going to offer your son. And we can all meditate and think how difficult is walking this way to the point where God wants me to offer my son. And this did not happen in one day or the second day. But what happened was on the third day, we read this in the book of Genesis, that he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. On the third day, God revealed to Abraham, it is today that you are going to offer your son, and today you are going to experience the resurrection of him as well. You will come back with him home back safely. As if Abraham has to persevere with God, experience this kind of death for 3 days with his son, who agreed on the plan. Both of them agreed to persevere in order to fulfill God's command. And after this kind of experience, they were able to come back and enjoy the joy of the resurrection. The 3 days are a symbol of death that all of us has to go through. We cannot imagine resurrection before the cross, and there is no joy before the suffering. People who try to mix it the other way around, try to find the resurrection without going through the suffering, without persevering in God's way, will find themselves always going in circles, not being able to enjoy what God promised. So this kind of perseverance is the first thing we learn for all of us to enjoy the power of the resurrection, the joy of the resurrection. We have to go through this perseverance. Many people are good to when they start something. We all can start a good route for a couple of days, for a week, but those who truly are going to enjoy the resurrection are those people who are going to continue the whole way for the 3 days until the time comes. The second experience is the experience of the baptism. The people of God, the Israelites, have to go to the promised land. And in their way, God asked them, they have to cross the Jordan River. And we hear Joshua saying to them, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So the promised land is like heaven for us. And those people resemble us. In order for them to be able to inherit and possess the land, they have to go through the death of the baptism, going through this water in order for them to be born again, in order to be counted among the children of God. Another experience we all have to go through before we will be able to enjoy the power of the resurrection is this experience of death through the sacraments of baptism. There is no way around it. We cannot avoid it. We cannot find for ourselves another way of salvation according to what is pleasing to mankind. So the first experience is experience of perseverance of Abraham. The second one is the experience of baptism of the children of God. The third experience of the 3 days, we find it in the talk between Moses and Pharaoh. Moses went asking that Pharaoh would release the children of God to go and worship. So he told him, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God. Why again the 3 days is repeated over and over? This is one of the examples how God is hinting and what we learn from these 3 days. People want to worship. In order for them to worship, they have to be freed first. In order for us to enjoy the resurrection and the power of the resurrection in our worship, we have to be freed from Pharaoh. Pharaoh is like Satan. And how we should be freed? What are these 3 days? The 3 days are the freedom of the mind, the heart, and the will. We cannot really enjoy worshiping God unless we get freed from Satan, from all the bondages and the chains that he try to wrap around us every day and bind us with. We all know that we are living in a world now that trying to enslave us with many ways and tools, and every day there is something new for our minds to be taken captives, our emotions and our hearts to be taken into the love of the world, and our will also to be subdued into any kind of addiction. We cannot enjoy the worship unless truly we go through these 3 days. It is like death because there is a struggle, there is a fight. It's not going to be something easy that we regain back the freedom of our minds, our hearts, and our will. So the third experience of the 3 days, the experience of being freed from Satan, our minds, our hearts, and our wills, in order for us to be able to worship. The fourth experience of the 3 days is something that we read about it in the story of Jacob and his uncle Laban. Maybe some of you are aware of the story. Laban is the uncle of Jacob. Jacob married two of his daughters. And at a certain time, they have to split from one another. Laban was a crafty man, and he resembled Satan. So what happened is they agreed that they be apart from each other. But we look here at the verse that we read in Genesis 30. And Laban said, "Oh, that it were according to your word. I agree, we split." Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob. And we go back into the 3 days and wonder, what does this 3 days mean? Laban is a symbol of Satan, and Jacob is a symbol of Christ. Between the flux of both of them, there is a journey of 3 days. As if like between us, the children of God, and the children of the world, there should be kind of separation. And this separation is what is death and resurrection is about. So in order for us to enjoy resurrection, we have to be separated. There is no way we can still be mingled. I'm not speaking about physical separation, about being like isolated. This is not what we are called to be. We are called to be the salt of the earth. By definition, we have to be giving taste to the world. But in our actions and deeds and our how we conduct ourselves, what we prefer, all of this, there should be kind of clear separation, distinction. It is very sad that only the children of God are distinguished in the church. But whenever they are outside, not many of them really, you can look at them and say, this is a son or a daughter of the living God. Everybody looks the same, everybody behaves the same way, everybody speaks the same language. And the children of God are intimidated by saying and speaking the truth, saying that we are going to be separated. Yes, we need to be separated. We have to distinguish ourselves, speaking what Christ put in our mouth. So another experience of the 3 days is this kind of separation between the children of God and the children of the world. The last experience is the famous story of Jonah. Jonah has to go into the belly of the great fish for 3 days, as we all know the story. The Lord had prepared the great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and the 3 nights. These 3 days are like death and resurrection for Jonah. In which way? This is the days that broke his will, that made him to submit without questioning, that made him to follow God, whatever God is asking him, without applying the reason, what I prefer, what I like, what I don't like. Many people are still not enjoying resurrection in their lives simply because they still want God to do for them what they want. I want my will to be done, and I am telling God this because at the end of the day, He is my Father. Shouldn't He make me happy? But this is not how things work. It is actually the other way around. It is when we submit to Him, then we enjoy the resurrection. It needed 3 days for Jonah to understand it's not his way, it is God's way. This for him was his death. And when he came out, he was a new man. At that time, he understood, this is the time I go and I do what I am asked or I am requested to do by God. So these 5 experience something that we read in the stories in the Old Testament, but they are all relevant to us. This all experience that we need to live by. We need the perseverance of Abraham. We need the freedom of the children of God as Moses led them. We need the baptism. We need the submission of Jonah, and we need the separation between us as the flock between of Laban and Jacob were separated from one another. May the Lord grant all of us that we understand that resurrection will come when we experience the death of the 3 days. And this is something that we have to persevere in, to do it every day until the time when we enjoy seeing the Lord Christ and rising with Him once more at the last day. The Lord Christ says to us, we have to enjoy the first resurrection before we be able to enjoy the second one. Blessed are those who have a share in the first resurrection. And again today, it's a call for all of us to enjoy this resurrection. But we have to remember, before this to happen, we have to go through the 3 days of death. May the power of the resurrection and its joy to be extended into the hearts of all of us today, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.